Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right, I'm going to real quick first bring over, I believe it's Cody. I'm going to just bring him over real quick, and then we kind of go into it a little bit. Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hey, not too bad, man. I just wanted to bring you over real quick because I know you're waiting for the show. Just want to make sure you guys can hear me okay. Can you hear me okay, Cody?
Coming in nice and clear.
Okay, so now I'm gonna go ahead and turn Troy on here and see if you can hear him. Go ahead, Troy. Can go ahead and say something.
What's up, Cody?
Can you hear him? Okay.
Yeah.
So to give a little bit of a backstory of kind of what's going on. So if you looked at the title of the show, Troy visits North Dakota. So he's up here with me right now, right? So, we've had a little break and we've been waiting for season 3 to kind of kick off. We've been kind of doing some planning, talking to some websites and kind of trying to build some of our connections up with the trucking community and to be able to bring stuff, you know, to the show. Troy ended up coming up here to North Dakota and we're here together and we said, you know, why not go ahead and just have a show here? So I told him to bring his microphone up here to me. And we kind of have a setup here. So we were like, well, let's make sure all this works. So we kind of pushed back the show a little bit there, an hour. And then we actually ended up, you know, we had some steaks on the grill and we're like, oh gosh, you know, it's time for the show. You know, we like to be visible, you know, with you guys. So yeah, we're live. So they can hear you. You just can't hear him. I got to get it. So that one of the issues we're having right now is he can't hear you guys because he's wearing a headset. So I need to make it so he can hear you guys. So in the meantime, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and mute you, Cody. And then I'm going to go ahead and play one of our sponsors because that'd be rude of us not to play one of them on our intro to season 3. And then we're going to try and get this fixed out, okay? Oh, looks like we have one more person joined in. So, all right, we'll be right back.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
All right, so how is it going, everybody? Who all's in here right now? We're not going to switch back and forth because him and I are in the same location. That's going to be a little difficult right now. This is our first time doing it both in person, like together. So rather than kind of go through all that nonsense, where this is super casual, just him and I coming together, wanting to kind of reach out to everybody who's been super patient, waiting for us to come back online. So I see we got Cody in there, and then... who else we got in there? Ron, is that you, Ron?
Yes, sir. Right.
All right, let me turn you up. I got to turn you up a little bit. You're super low, so let me see if I can't turn you up. Okay. If you guys get any feedback from us, just let me know so that I can adjust some things for us.
Can everybody hear us?
Can you hear Troy right now?
Barely.
Hello. Barely.
Hello.
How about now?
How about now, guys?
Turn up more.
That's better.
Sound loud and clear to me.
Turn up more. I can barely hear them.
I can.
Yeah, okay, like this is our first time in the studio together, guys. Tyler's got a North Dakota studio, and I will tell you that, and guys, listen, I'm going to just say this because you know me. I got a big mouth and can't hold nothing back. Yesterday, I said to Tyler, we should do a test run, and he said, no, it's going to work. I said, Tyler, we should do a test run. He goes, I assure you, this will work. Okay, guess what? It's not working as good as Tyler thought it was because this is our first time in the same studio. But anyways, everybody, welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy, and this is Tyler. And, hey, y'all know this show. Everybody has been patiently waiting. And I will say this. This is the truth. Thank you to everybody that has been texting us and emailing us and messaging us. Seriously, we've been getting a lot of them. Everybody's been asking about the show. And, yeah, we're still here. We've been just kind of on hiatus. I've been on an island fishing. Tyler's been – he was in Utah for a while, and we're trying to get this thing back. And I'm guessing, what do you think, Tyler? Maybe in about 2 weeks, we should be back on schedule and running at least for the next 3 months for season three and, you know, just rocking it out. You know, we've got a lot to talk about, and there's just been so many things happening in trucking. And, gosh, what a season three it's going to be. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's so many things. I mean, we've been trying to share stuff over to the ToxiDL page. But there's been so much stuff that's happened in the last month and a half that we've kind of been offline in a sense, just kind of let what we really wanted to do is we wanted to see, okay, if we didn't post anything for a month and a half, aside from how busy we were outside of Talk CDL, we wanted to see, okay, how many followers do we have in the show just strictly without doing a show every single day? Right, because we want to be able to tailor our shows and make sure we're tailoring to the people who have been so loyal to us from the beginning. Not saying we don't like the people and that come, you know, and start the show randomly, but we want to see how many people we had in general so that we can better tailor our show and the ToxiDL community for
it's
those people.
Lot.
And it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot more than we anticipated. I think with everything that's happened and the time frame that we've been gone and how frequently everything's changing in the trucking industry, it's just going to be a lot. So, I'm excited for the time to come, and I hope that, through the community that we've realized that we have, and through just the general information that we're getting and everything else that we've planned while we've been kind of in a pause, that it's going to be awesome. So I'm excited. But I am curious to hear what's been going on with you guys. You know, what's been going on with you, Cody? You kind of, you've been trucking, and Ron, you've been trucking this whole time. You know, we were kind of doing our own thing there for a second, but you guys kept trucking on. So I want to know a little bit more about what you guys have going on, and then we'll kind of get in a little bit more of what we have planned. So go ahead, guys.
Ron, what's up, big guy?
Just running all over the country from the northeast to the southwest and then back to the east and then now up to the northwest.
You and I spoke earlier today on the phone, and you said that you were in Wisconsin. Is that correct?
No, not Wisconsin. I was in Wyoming.
So you're in Wyoming. Oh, okay. You're a couple states over. All right. Well, shoot.
Yeah.
Where are you going after you? Are you delivering or are you picking up there? What are you doing?
Well, I had to repower, and I just picked it up. This load I'm taking is going directly into San Francisco, California.
Now, if I'm – correct me if I'm wrong, Ron. Why not, if you can just kind of go east a little bit, you can go through North Dakota and then to California. That would make sense to me if you just went, 1,200 miles out of your way like that just to stop and say hi to us.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Stevens just throws me a lot arm and a leg with fuel.
We got a leftover porterhouse for you sitting right on the kitchen counter right now.
We got a couple big porterhouses here, Ron.
Oh, cool. I'll be right over as soon as my 14 10-hour break is up.
Yeah, and listen, Ron, what I'll do is I'll call Stevens and talk to your dispatcher. He won't mind. Just come on over.
Yeah, I could just see the expression on their faces.
And, in fact, yeah, I know you're a lease purchase guy, but I'm pretty sure Stevens would cover the miles for you. They'd eat that fuel just to get you a good porterhouse. Because those Stevens boys, they're really into their drivers. What do you think?
I don't think Stevens would mind, but I think our customer would mind.
who's the customer? I'll call them too.
Yeah.
Hey, Cody, how you doing, big guy?
Doing good. Enjoying my one day off this week. It's been a long week.
Cody, remind me again. You used to be a Schneider. You're now with who is it?
Hogan.
That's right, Hogan. I couldn't think of your damn name. Oh, you're running St. Louis to Indianapolis, right?
Yes, sir.
Still on that dedicated?
Yeah, running back and forth every day. So far, I did finally get me a new truck. It only took 3 months, but I finally got a brand spanking new. Just came up out of Mexico last week. Had 13 miles on it.
Wow. Hey, listen, guys. Now, I know Ron, I haven't heard from Alan lately, and I know a lot of people have been really shooting us a lot of messages asking us what's going on, man. Where's the show at? You know, we've only been off for about a month, you know, and, you know, I'll be honest with you. You know, we just put in about a year, and, you know, Tyler and I and Diesel, by the way, Diesel's out of the hospital now. He's doing fine. Diesel's really doing well. I actually tried to call Diesel. Diesel didn't even know we were doing a show tonight. And, I'll tell you, I didn't realize how much it really takes out of you when you're planning and prepping for a show every day of the week. My gosh. And so, you know, we took a little break, and, you know, we're actually excited about it. And, of course, in the back of our minds, getting back on, and, you know, every now and then I post something on ToxiDL on the Facebook page. But I'll tell you what, everybody's been so beautiful. You drivers out there that have been sending us messages about missing us and wanting to get that show going, we honestly feel honored. We are so appreciative to everybody that's really been following us, and awesome. And Cody, we're glad you're part of the show now, man. You've been texting us and messaging us also, so you're still doing your thing. Got your dedicated run going on, and all is fine. And let me ask you guys a question. You know, we're into September. You guys getting ready? I mean, I hate to be a buzz killer, but guess what? I mean, winter's coming. I mean, we all know that first snowfall is just around the corner. Is everybody all ready for it? Everybody pumped on the snow?
I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll stay safe out there and, you know, keep it between the lines. I'll tell you, Cody, I never was jealous of that route you take. A lot of people probably think that St. Louis over to Indianapolis and back is like a really easy route. And, yeah, there's no hills or anything like that. But let's be honest, man, that's kind of where the north and south kind of break together, and there's always ice, man. You guys, that 70 seems to really ice up. So you get some icy conditions there. So we'll be praying for you, brother, this winter. And, Ron, you just like you're like the inspiration of all the truckers out there, man. You leave home and you don't come back for like a quarter at a time. Sometimes, what are you, 3-4 months at a time right now, Ron? You just get out there. And we know your wife, Tracy. She's such a nice lady, Christian woman, and patiently sitting at home waiting on your brother. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She still backs me up 100%, and she's working two jobs now. We're kind of getting our future together.
You know, Ron, the one thing you got to know is behind every good trucker, and hear what I'm saying, every good trucker is honestly a good woman. I'm serious. A better woman. That's true. Man. My wife, her name is Ruth Ann, and I was out on the road for a couple of years, and she was at home, like I said, cooking, cleaning. We had a bunch of children, and she would pick up a hammer, a shovel, whatever she had to do, and she was like all for me, you know, just, you know, living my life, because I love trucking. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm all about trucking. Got out of the truck, and here I am. I'm still trucking. You know, I'm trucking with everybody. I'm out there with you guys. And I will tell you, honestly, it takes a strong woman to be married to a trucker. And let's be honest, you got men out there, okay, that are at home, And there's some lady truckers out there doing their thing, and praise God for those ladies also out there living the dream, working hard. How about our girl Kelly McCulley, which, you know, I didn't really – you know me. I bring everything up. Y'all heard about Kelly. Ron, have you heard what's going on with Kelly?
Not a whole lot, no.
Okay, well, Kelly, you know, this is her third bout. She has cancer right now. I mean, I'm just going to call it what it is. You know, that's just who I am. And Kelly, I know she appreciates that, but she's got her third bout, and I think she's off right now, and she's battling that, and it's, you know, it's affecting her. And prayers, I've been praying for her, and I hope everybody out there, honestly, everybody out there listening, I hope every one of you are praying for Miss Kelly McCulley, because she is a trooper. I mean, you know, here's a lady that does flatbed, 10 years, same company, chaining, strapping, tarping, doing her thing out there on the road, and guess what? She's still going. And she's battling the big C. And I'll be honest with you, man, that's just something nobody wants to even talk about, let alone have to get involved in. And she's like a trooper. Her third time now, I think she said, this is her third time battling the big C. And I'm going to tell you something. She's meeting it head on like she does. That's just – and I don't know Kelly, you know, maybe like her family and everybody there in Memphis. I think she's in the Memphis. Is it Memphis or the other side? 865 Tyler is really the other side. I don't know why I'm thinking she – she's on the east side,
right?
East side.
I'm pretty sure she's east side.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I'm thinking Memphis. Like, she's got a Knoxville area code, but I think personally, I think she's over on the west side. Anyways, maybe I just text her. She may be tired. I don't know what she's doing. I told her, hey, we're live right now. Come on. So she may pop in here. Hopefully, it'd be really nice to hear from her. But let's be honest, man. Not many people can do that a third time. Not many people can do it a first time. Tyler, talk to these guys. I'll be right back.
All right, cool. So just to kind of explain, you know, I know it's a little bit choppy right now. I kind of feel a little bad because, you know, we wanted to kind of come on and really just speak to people. You know, we haven't been on in a while, and it was just a good opportunity for us. And we plan on having another more organized show and a little bit better. This is kind of our test run. I did do a test show, kind of like a local recording that I did by myself, kind of testing the microphones out. But one thing we didn't think about is that we would both have to have a headset listening separately to each other. Yeah, like listening to you guys separately. So as of right now, you know, we're kind of listening to you guys through the same speakers. With that comes, you know, issues with overlay. You know, I can't have the speakers too loud, or else it'll come through our headsets, and then you guys would hear yourselves, and that would be messy. So. The next show, we're going to get a headphone splitter, because it's only been myself in my studio, so I haven't had to worry about another person. So next show, which will most likely, I guess, will be a good time while he's kind of doing what he's doing, most likely will be on, let's see, Saturday now. Probably maybe Monday. If not Monday, then Thursday night, most likely, or Friday morning. Sometime between now and then, we have some talk CDL stuff we got to take care of, actually, between Tuesday and Thursday, some stuff I can't really talk about yet. But, you know, we got some stuff rolling around there. And then starting the following week, most likely, is when we'll actually start every day again, you know, our normal kind of schedule. Not quite sure 100% if we'll keep the same exact schedule for the third season. What we'll probably do is, you know, talk to you guys, you know, privately off of the air and figure out, okay, our most dedicated, I guess, listeners and people who dedicate to the show and dedicate to the cause of what TalkCDL stands for, figure out what time schedule fits you guys and try and fit to where it all works for everybody. But aside from that, one thing I'd like to mention, you know, we don't like doing a show without giving some sort of news out there, right? Something that's going to help the industry. And kind of the biggest one, the biggest effect, not, I wouldn't say the biggest effect, but the most recent big effect that kind of happened was that that plane crash that we lost the Ice Road Trucker recently. I don't know if you guys seen about that. It was actually in, I believe, Wyoming, was it? Is that where it was, Troy?
In Montana on Interstate 90.
Montana, and I was a pretty dedicated watcher of the Ice Road Trucker, especially while I was stationed up in Alaska. I watched them all the time. I actually got to meet quite a few of them and some stuff I had to do. And You know, Daryl Ward, man, he was a, I believe that was his name. I think it was Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl Ward.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was, man, he was one of those truckers on the show. Yeah, man, he kept pushing. He was a really good entertainer, actually, and he was a really dedicated trucker. And it was, you know, he died in a Cessna 182. Actually, like a little, it's about the same plane that, man, how did I just lose his name?
Who are you thinking about?
Diesel. It's the same plane Diesel flies.
Oh,
basically.
Yeah? I don't think a lot of these people know Diesel's actually a pilot.
Yeah, Diesel's actually a pilot. He's a trucker. He's a pilot. He's all things mechanical, really, that guy.
Yeah.
So
he's a recruiter and a talk show host.
And he does everything. He's a man of all trades.
And he's a recipient to a triple bypass.
Yeah.
He's done it all. But yeah, you're right. It's the same kind of plane. And so he died in a Cessna Ward.
He died in a Cessna 182. And it's kind of crazy that it fell right on an interstate like that. Kind of crazy. I think I didn't get to see the whole story, but I'm assuming it was some sort of emergency landing that they did, trying to land on the interstate. But have you guys, Cody or Ron, have you guys heard about that or heard anything on the we'll say streets, but really we mean interstate and streets about it?
Not a word. Not on this end. And I listen to talk radio all the time.
You know, Tyler, I got a lot of friends that were at the Dallas Truck Show, and they said Daryl Ward was just leaving that truck show. Now, I don't know, did he fly from Dallas in a Cessna all the way back to Montana? I don't know really the whole story, but they said he was there signing autographs, talking to people. He was actually part of the big Dallas, you know, the big Dallas truck show was during that week. That's where he was coming from, supposedly.
Yeah, from what I've seen, it was actually, it was a brand new aircraft. It was like 2 days old or something like that. And someone else actually owned the aircraft. And it was, let's see what the game was. I think his name, Mark M. Moltes. I think it's, I can't pronounce his last name, but he was 56 years old. He died in a crash as well.
Is that the pilot?
That was the pilot. And I can't really, they really don't have too much details on what exactly caused the crash, but it's just a shame, you know, someone like that, one of those kind of guys, you know.
Tyler, so you're saying that the plane was 2 days old. Is that what you're saying?
2 days old, yeah. It was purchased. It was purchased on August 26th, and then it crashed 2 days later. So.
Yeah, but was it a used plane? I mean, listen, these guys are part of a TV show. You would think it was a brand-new plane, right?
Oh, I mean, it looks like a brand-new plane. I mean, and he had a contract with Ice Road Truckers and everything to come back for Season 11. Kind of crazy, you know. We kind of talked about this in the past. Season 11 of Ice Road Truckers, we kind of talk about how trucking isn't very prominent now. People don't really care about it. But, man, Season 11, that's some really popular, you know, pop culture kind of TV shows don't make it past season 3, and Ice Road Truckers makes it to season 11. That's kind
of
crazy.
I know, man. That was a TV show. So I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this here because you know how we investigate things. So we're talking about a Cessna that's 2 days old, and somehow our star, Daryl Ward, gets killed in a Cessna on a two-day-old plane. My guess is there's going to be some crazy investigation going on here, Tyler. I mean, I would think that, you know, a two-day-old plane, you know, I mean, is it pilot error? I mean, I really would like to, you know what's going on here in the future on this one because I think this is good. Who makes Cessna? Do you know, Tyler? Is there a manufacturer? Are they called Cessna? Why don't you Google that? You're the Google king.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it. I'm pretty sure it is Cessna. Yeah, Cessna, it's a Textron company. The Cessna Aircraft Company is an American General Aviation Aircraft Manufacturing Corporation headquartered in Wichita, Kansas, man. A lot of stuff comes from that area. Best known for small piston-powered aircraft. Cessna also produces business jets. So, yeah, they make quite a bit that Textron guys do. It looks like, as of right now, the FAA has no idea what caused the crash, but the FAA is investigating it, as well as the NTSB, and I'm not really sure who the NTSB is. Most likely,
National Transportation Safety Board.
Yeah,
look at you. All right, Ron for the rescue. All right.
That's why I knew there was a reason we had Ron on the show. You know, it wasn't because he's a trucker.
Yeah.
He's a freaking aviation guy.
What other facts you got for me there, Ron?
more than I can think of right now. My brain has turned to mush after
there's
today.
There's just too many facts. Too smart. It's just boggling your brain.
Remember on Pulp Fiction when Samuel L. Jackson said, "Hey, look at the big brain on Henry. Oh, big brain on Ron. Wow."
Yeah, so, hopefully we'll get a resolution to this because it really deserves some sort of justification. If there's something going on with the aircraft, if it was pilot error, whatever the case is, just so that, not so much so that someone's held responsible, but just so much that the family has peace. I'm pretty sure he had two children, a son and a daughter, as well as a grandchild. So, hopefully they get some peace and understanding what exactly happened and why they lost their dad and their granddad, as well as the pilot, So sometimes things just happen, and it's just a sad tragedy all around. So we'll go ahead and share a link over there. We've already shared one related article to Toxic Yell, but we'll go ahead and share this one right here that I was looking at today, just for sake of keeping everybody informed all around. And let's be honest, I don't want to get sued for reading someone's article, so I'm going to share it over there. So you guys can see that on TalkCDL.com, or rather, TalkCDL, the Facebook page. And then for those who are trying to figure out, we didn't plug the show in the beginning. If you're just now listening and you're trying to figure out where the show can be found, you can go to TalkCDL.com and listen to the show there, or go into iTunes and type in TalkCDL and you'll find us there as well. So there's that.
Hey, Tyler, why don't we take a 2-minute break here? We'll come back with Cody and Ron, and we'll go ahead and play.
Go
ahead and play a commercial or two.
Cool. Well, we'll come back. We want to hear a little bit more from Cody and Ron. So you guys think of something to talk to us about. Because let's be honest, we weren't very prepared. We were just kind of come on and say hi. We were hoping you guys would come on and you're here.
Yeah, we never did a duel in this.
This is new to us. We're as freaky as you guys are right now.
Yeah, I don't know if we're freaky. I mean, freaky is a pretty hard word.
Freaky is a little, I guess it is kind of a weird word.
Yeah, hey, let's talk about the hurricane.
Oh man, let's go.
You know what? We'll go right commercial and talk about Hermine or whatever the hell it was called.
Yeah,
flew out during that hurricane.
Yeah.
But we've got other trucker things to talk about. We got that guy that was killed by the black bear, and the new ELD laws. I got a couple things that are coming that were mentioned on the ELD that they're trying to really give a shout out to some carriers. So go ahead and play a commercial and let's come back.
All right, we'll go to commercial about 2 minutes or so, and then we got about 15 minutes left of the show after that. So stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's Rider and Pet Policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey, all you drivers out there that are craving technology, well, check this out. The Driver Pulse app for phones and tablets is 10th Street's first app for drivers. 10th Street is a software company focused on bringing drivers and carriers together. They work with 700 plus carriers, 2 million plus drivers, and have managed over 5 million IntelliJob applications. The Driver Pulse app gives you behind the scenes access to a carrier's hiring process. No more waiting in the dark for details about your application. You can see if your hiring process is in the fast lane or if it has slowed down to a crawl because of missing information or other issues. With Driver Pulse push notifications,
notifications enabled, you could even know about changes before your recruiter. If you still have questions, Driver Pulse enables you to send messages in real time to your recruiter. Driver Pulse keeps you in the loop no matter where you are. Some features include track applications and hiring process for each carrier via the Pulse tracking meter, like your favorite carriers to let them know your level of interest, block carriers to remove them from your feed and let them know your level of interest, and last but not least, message with recruiters in real time. These are just some of the features on Driver Pulse app. So head on over to iTunes or Google Play and download the free Driver Pulse app today for the latest in streamlined application process.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
All right, and we're back. So starting off real quick, we're just going to kind of touch base with this whole hurricane issue. And I'm curious to see, you know, if any of you two have actually experienced any of the aftermath. I don't think I think pretty much both of you guys have been outside the running lanes for the hurricane, but maybe you kind of caught some outskirts. How about you, Cody? You got anything?
Nope, just clear, cool weather. All watch storms were last week.
Yeah, how is your general temperature out there going that route? You know, you get any rain, any kind of any thought process of maybe seeing some snow coming up or anything at all?
No, I just had, last week we had a lot of storms rolling through Indiana. They had that big tornado that hit Kokomo, Indiana last week, and I was about 40 miles south of there, and that tornado was in the ground. So, I mean, I've had some stormy weather, but it's cool outside. I'm actually working on my car right now, and it's 68 degrees outside. So it's
nice.
Very fall weather.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's been like 82 or so here. We're not too far apart, you and I. It's kind of been pretty much the same kind of weather. We haven't had no tornadoes for, I guess we had one a couple months ago. I guess 3 months ago now we had a tornado or so. But nothing too bad. We got some rain coming on here. Looks like we got actually a well-known person that just jumped into the show here just now. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in right now, and we'll introduce him, let you guys know who he is, and go from there. Okay, guys. How's it going, man?
Good. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now that the hurricane is gone.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I'd like to introduce everybody to a guy here. I'm going to be bringing him on the show quite a bit here in the future. This is my protege, and I'm going to call him Johnny because that's what he's known by, Johnny. Johnny, say hey to everybody because everybody's loving you, brother.
Hey.
Hi, John, let's not go there. Hey, Johnny, listen, Johnny, we got people that come on the show all the time here. We got Ron, say hi to Johnny, man.
Hi, Johnny, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Ronnie? This is Johnny.
And Cody, Johnny, our newest member here is Cody, man. He's been coming on. And we got other members. We got Rich, we've got Diesel, and of course we've got Alan. And our girl Kelly. Now, you're not really too familiar with the show, Johnny. Johnny's kind of new to trucking, man. I've been bringing Johnny along for a while. He's actually my brother-in-law, and John's been working with me for a little bit. He's really, honestly, a good guy. I've known him for My gosh, John, we know each other probably, what, 20 years, 22 years, something like that?
Absolutely. I want to go on record and say that Troy's my favorite brother-in-law.
Yeah, I mean, but anyways.
He's my only brother-in-law, but he's my favorite.
Yeah, he's just recently joined trucking, and bring him along, and guy's really picking it up, and it's a great thing. You know, I'm glad to have him. Actually, John, you worked for Roadway, didn't you, a long time ago?
Dock supervisor. I'm the guy who screwed up all the freight.
Yeah, he was the guy that messed
up.
Yeah, that was him. But anyway. But John, welcome, brother. Welcome to the show, man. We're going to have you on here in the future a lot. But just sit back. If you got a question or a statement, just cut us off and just start talking. We'll let you interrupt. But guys, listen, we got about 7-8 minutes left. You know, we've been on. How long have we been on tonight? This is our first time in a month being on here. How long of a show did we put on here somewhere? No way. Seems like 3 minutes.
It went by real quick, I tell you what. Man.
That's how much we missed everybody.
It was probably because we were so out of the loop kind of at first. You know, kind
are
of
we in the
used.
Loop right now?
I'm still a little outside of the loop.
I feel loopy.
I'm a little dizzy.
Are you loopy?
Yeah, a little loopy.
Okay, but anyway,
I'm a little loopy too.
Yeah.
If we keep saying loopy over and over, maybe everyone will be loopy.
Hey, don't let your company. Hey, Ron, don't let your company know you're loopy. But anyways, listen. So there was a couple things I wanted to bring up tonight, and we posted it on Talk TDL the Trucker Show up there on the Facebook page, and one of them was y'all seen where up in the Penn State area where a trucker was ironically I was actually Googling I put up there was a post on what was the video? What was the trucking? The college team, not the Lions, but
Penn
the
State?
No. The
Steelers, Eagles.
No, it starts with an N. They're in Indiana. Who the hell was it? I took one and talked to the opinions.
What was that, Ron?
Never mind.
I put up one of their videos of a truck. So then I went to research Penn State. Right? I can't even think of this guy. So I researched Penn State trucking, and I seen that there was a Penn State tractor trailer. So I put, as I'm Googling this, this article comes up. This dude was driving down the road. And I think it was up there. You know, 422 runs up through the Penn State area there. And John's originally, by the way, from Pennsylvania. So he knows the area. And a black bear, I guess, ran out in front of a semi. And so the trucker swerves. I guess he kills the bear. But then the truck rolls and ignites and kills the trucker. I mean, if you're a trucker and you sign up to get your CDL, how many people really think someday I'm going to get killed hitting a black bear?
Yeah. I don't think anyone ever in their life ever grows up thinking they're going to get mauled by a black bear. I'm actually just, I was just scrolling through the Tuxedo page. I just seen right here, man dies in tractor trailer crash after hitting a bear in Century County. Right? That was actually published by the Phillipsburg Post or whatever. But, man, that's crazy. Dude, it's like some Final Destination level kind of stuff, you know? You kind of like, I survived, and then the thing catches on fire, and you're dead anyway. But that's sad all around.
By the way, that football, other football team is Notre Dame. How the hell can you forget the name Notre Dame? But anyway, so like, can you imagine that? You get your CDL, and you get killed by a freaking black bear on the back roads of Pennsylvania. I mean, talk about a rare death. I mean, that's just got to be sad. And look, there's one other thing I wanted to bring up, because I know we're almost out of time here, Tyler.
Do you think that would show up on his deck, by the way? Would that show up on his deck? You think that would show up on his deck or his MVR?
You know, I don't think anything's going to show up on his deck anymore. He's dead.
I mean, we're not like you laugh about it.
I don't want to laugh about
we're
it.
We're not laughing about it. Tyler's laughing. John's getting all dry on the sense of humor. But, guys, the one thing I will tell you about John, you know, it's great to have him on, but he's got one of the driest sense of humor you'll ever going to see in your life. I mean, this guy can joke around about the death of Kennedy. He don't care. But, anyways, listen. So, before we get off the show, I want to just mention one other thing. ELDs, guys, electronic logging devices. You know, and we know it's imminent. I mean, it's supposed to be, what, December 17 when the big change is over. But, like, they just put out a big article on CDL Life, which, of course, we know this, guys. How much time we got? Keep me posted.
Four and a half minutes.
Okay, so ELDs, electronic logging devices, they're saying, listen, there's two things that they don't want anybody to forget. Number one is you got till December of next year. And number two, there's, I guess, just Tyler, I mean, You know, like there's always like phony crap coming out for this and that. Allegedly, now there's some phony electronic logging device companies that are not really certified that the actual FMCSA will not accept. So now, anybody out there, all you trucking companies out there listening, make sure as you're getting your electronic logging, your ELDs put in your trucks, that it's actually accepted by the FMCSA, because if it's not accepted, you're spending money, giving money away to some second-rate BS company that is not even going to be accepted. Tyler, you got anything to add to that? Cody, how you doing, brother? I didn't get, let you talk tonight. Cody, you got any opinions on that ELD thing?
I don't mind it, except for sometimes, like this past 2 days, my log got screwed up due to a problem with my new truck, and so I had to drive tired, because if I would have pulled off and took a nap, it would have put me at past my hours of service. So, I mean, and overall, I like the electronic logging. I mean, it keeps me legal. I'm not scatterbrained. I mean, I make it nice, neat, and everybody understands it. But one thing I did like, when I farm drove, there is an app that the DOT and FMCSA allow, and it's a free app on Android. I'm trying to think, what was it called? Actually, here, I got it downloaded on my phone here. It's like trucking. So it's the top e-log. You type in e-logs Android, and it's basically an electronic log that's also a reality, like a paper log. I used to use it when I was farm driving. I mean, it was easy, and you could technically cheat it like a paper log book for all the farmers out there.
Once you find that, just go ahead and if you find that, just share it over. Send us a private message on TalkCEO, and we'll share it on the page so everyone can see it.
Yeah. And did Cody say that he was a trucker that was tired? There's no such thing, is there?
I don't think so.
Tired trucker?
No.
Ron, have you ever been a tired trucker?
A tired trucker?
Hey, Ron, listen. No, and I don't want to screw everybody up here. Ron, give me 30 seconds of a final thought. We're down to 2 minutes. We got to wrap this show up. I didn't realize an hour would go so damn fast there. It's been so long. We're starving for the public. Ron, give us a couple seconds of your thoughts.
I just pray for everybody to be safe on the highways out there this Labor Day weekend. And just be cool out there, too. Everybody seems to be in a hurry to get from point A to point B. Just be safe and smart about it. Stay off the phones. Don't drink and drive and all that good stuff. And I think that's all I got.
Cody, give me a couple seconds of what you're thinking, buddy.
Just everybody out there, keep it safe. Keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down.
Okay. Hey, John Boy.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Keeping it clean and seriously, keep it clean. Give me a couple thoughts.
Well, it's hard for me to keep it at PG-13, but on bottom line, with these ELDs, if the guy's selling it off the street corner, probably shouldn't put it in your truck.
So yeah, what John's saying is, if somebody opens up a raincoat and says, "Hey, I got some ELDs for sale," you might not want to take it. Tyler, what do you think? Give me a couple seconds, brother.
I don't know. I've bought quite a few, you know, watches and aftermarket livers from underneath the coats, and they've worked out so far. I've only resold them personally. I haven't had any complaints from customers. So, you know, honestly though, be smart with your purchases, especially bigger companies. You know, we do have some companies that contact us. And just be smart about your purchases. We got 20 seconds left, guys. We just appreciate everyone coming on, you know. Like I said, we'll be back next week, maybe even tomorrow. So
just watch the Facebook page for the announcement. We'll be announcing it when we're going to be on that day, over the next week or two. Watch for that.
Yep, we love you guys. Stay safe, drive safe, and we will see you guys possibly tomorrow. Stay tuned on TalkCDL, the Facebook page. Later.
Later.